The following episode may contain themes, languages, and situations that may not be suitable for the general audience. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hello, 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 hello. Hopefully this is going to work. I'm just going to try to, because I really do not have the time, I'm just going to record this podcast in one go. Welcome to a brand new season of Podcast Historias. My name is Afeka Perpetua, and this is your late night radio comedy talk, feature, commentary, and interviews. What episode is this? Episode 39 as a show, and episode 3 as a season. For Race and Rewind, apparently, where we get to monologue our way like it's 2005. Okay, noted, boss. You know who's the boss? The producer. Who happens to be me? And you know who's the assistant? The presenter, who also happens to be me. And do I like my producer self? No. Because she directs, she demands, she has too much work ethics, apparently. She's a ruthless project manager. And right now, she's a woman in her follicular phase, which means she's moody, she's annoying, and she needs to get laid. Because she's not getting any. No, actually, that's a lie. But let's just pretend we're prudent here. Now, as a presenter, what I'm doing right now is not paid enough, if not at all. And so I'm whiny. Like, it's literally 4:20 on a Monday afternoon. Right now, it's 32 degrees Celsius out. And I really be out here doing an assignment for freaking Podcast Historias. You know, I want you all to guess my star sign, though. Like, am I an Aries, a Leo, or am I just the fucking eldest daughter? Season 4, Episode 3. I'm so getting tired, Lani. It does hurt that this show is alive sometimes. Ang feeling independent woman man. Feel kayo good ba nga? Ang kaya niya tanan? Ang paglaba, ang panghugas, ang pagluto, ang pagbayad sa postpaid, sa renta, sa mga utang. That's napay senior dog na lab kayo per punyeta. Of course, it hurts that this show is alive sometimes. I think I just broke the barangay record of whining consistently, incessantly for 2 minutes straight on a podcast episode. Like, how high achieving am I? I should be sumo cum laude. The topics for today, it's a bit sa kong lista. The topics for today are mangayog pasaylo kay weekly premieres na himog sobra pas quarterly. Number 2, mangayog pasaylo kay way tumong ang mga episodes. Mangayog pasaylo kay sige na lang tagpangayog pasaylo ani gay. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was at the church. This episode is just going to be short and sweet. We'll be talking about the changes for Podcast Historias Season 4, Podcast Historias upcoming spinoff, the awaited Season 4 interruption, an upcoming convention this June at SMC side, and the future of Podcast Historias. Oh, diba? Mag-agenda to eh, para inong professional. So Podcast Historia Season 4. So initially, if you had the guts to listen to the preceding episodes, the initial plan was to produce 13 audio episodes in monologue format 13 times for the first quarter of 2024, which means supposedly it's a weekly premiere. There were actually 4 episodes that were recorded, produced, and finalized after the last one. But kanang kailak-kilak naman ko gangs because, you know, monologues are pretty much like my forte. I can write and design bits and segments and episodes, you name it, in a heartbeat. With the exception that I will not be the one performing them 90% of the time. So there should be other people involved and I'm just a backup. And at the same time, if I'm going to permit myself to be a little bit raw here, the last 6 months were serial. And when I say serial, a series, of personal and professional Canon events. If you guys don't know what Canon events are, I'm referencing that from the most recent Spider-Verse movie. It's basically like whatever's happening that's pretty much like life-changing. So again, like the last 6 months were serial personal and professional Canon events. And what do I mean by that? My basic needs were threatened and I lost 30 kilograms in the process. Yes, 30 kilograms. It's basically around like a lot of pounds. I don't even want to know about it. I wouldn't even wish that on my worst enemy. And there are two things that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. One is nakalimot ko unsa to. Actually, wait, ako naman siguro na mention. Anyway, whatever. Second is mapawangan kag vibrator sa tunga-tunga. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. I couldn't even begin. I mean, like, So again, there are two things that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. My situation in the last 6 months and mapawangan kag vibrator sa tunga-tunga. Now, as much as I want to elaborate on the latter, I just looked at my stats and found that I have a couple of consistent listeners between the ages of 14 and 18. I've been very vocal about kids listening to podcast historias. Asi mo ginikanan dai for sure dai ni lidong. Asi mo ginikanan dai kay mga sabak ko. Di ni pwede ha. Di bisag unsa lang imo makatunan aning kalakihan ninyo. Like, who wants to learn about vibrating fingers and toe-curling confessions and meatloaves and Quartz never washed his freaking fleshlight after 3 times of use? Like, makakuba gidig kaugmaon gang. So, public service announcement. Palihog kong bantay-bantay ano yung hang Spotify family diha. Di pwede mamina ang mga bata sa podcast historias ha. Morning rason, wag yan ako gi-upload sa YouTube. Okay? Wag yan ako gi-upload sa YouTube. Kaya di kit pwede. Kaya naay mabunalan ng dili oras ani. The Podcast Historias upcoming spinoff. So since I've mentioned, again, Podcast Historias still remains as a one-woman show, producing 13 monologues for season 4 might be a professional delight, but it's actually a personal nightmare. So the emotions involved having to revisit my past experiences as a presenter, no. But as a producer, it's pretty much obvious that I myself have grown out of the Podcast Historias brand, so it was only smart and wise to compartmentalize. So this is why I decided to develop Hardcon Podcast. No, my love, it is not a porn show. It's shortcut for hard conversations with Elfeca Perpetua. It'll be a show where I finally get to take a bath, comb my hair, put on some makeup, wear heels, be on a couch, and meet people. And no, it's not couch surfing or that black couch thing some of you might know. This would also be a good outlet for me to show you my other side, which is, believe it or not, which is actually very serious, and I can be very overprotective. So in other words, I've always been the big sister. So I'd like to think that for comedy, which is what Podcast Historias is, to work well, it's the only way to make it work. And I personally feel calm about it. So it's about time. So it's, again, it's the only way to make it work. No idea what's going to happen again. I already have ideas on how to go about it. I've scouted locations, checked the feasibility, but I don't know yet. No idea what it's going to pilot. Basta once I've set my mind on something, I usually surprise myself with a good day. So Hardcon Podcast, it's Hard Conversations with Elfeca Perpetua. It's going to be like a different formatting. Basically, it's like an interview, a dialogue or a trialogue, whatever that means, and maybe a little bit of performances, but it's just going to be like the same, you know, Studio Historias, Podcast Historias type of trademark branding, but it's going to be like a really different approach for sure. And because of that, we've got the season 4 interruption. We've got the Kings. So I'm going to interrupt this program for a special feature. Now, music, arts, science, and sex education and health have become second nature for Podcast Historias, especially the music part. So when I say na naghano galit ang Quebranza Brothers, if you guys don't know them, they're the Quebranza Brothers, practically make up a Bethany. Bethany is a band that started around 2010. More or less when I knew that there were like 5 of them, di ko palabot nga di nila explain gang, like kaya mind fuck it ko, like gang, I cannot, okay? And I need to know, because the fact that they just all of a sudden was pulled out of like hiatus and played as Bethany. And that was also the first time in a long time that I went to a gig locally. And I was like really wondering like, why the hell, who are these two boys? That I haven't seen these guys. And I remember like Quartz and the rest of the friends were like, we were practically debating who these were. And they were saying like, it's the cousins. I'm like, no, you shouldn't have a cousin that looks exactly like the brothers. So it was like the fact that I got mind fucked as an audience while they were very tight, very tight. Like this is what I can say about Bethany. Musicality and arrangement wise, they're very tight with their performance. And you can't really, I mean, you can go ahead and like say whatever you want to say about the personality styles and shit, but like you can't really fuck grit and practice and hours and practice and work ethics and talent. So yeah, that's what I can say. Like live wise, they're very tight with their performance. So, but we just can't believe nga tulog ra ben is lakabok nga karon kinikalit lag lima. But like going back with the season 4 interruption, the Cabranza brothers have always been game, and Percy Mansueto, he's a live music photographer. He's also a musician himself, has also been game documenting the episode. And Tim Williams of Capital Dreams Recording Studios, okay, game ra pud siya. So we had a discovery meeting, and we discussed about it. And by the way, that meeting just minutes before that was after a really, really good morning session. Also, about mga walk of shame? I don't think so. I mean, people nowadays got like cars and whatever, so there's no such thing as a walk of shame, but I totally understand what a walk of shame is. What I'm saying is, okay, I felt safe. What I mean by feeling safe, I mean, like I said, like the last 6 months were serial canon events where, you know, all of my basic needs were genuinely threatened, and losing that much weight in a short amount of time. I have to have my heart checked again and hope everything is still okay. So the fact that I had that feeling with these guys, like feeling safe. So yeah, like again, so for these guys to make me feel safe and taken care of was something that I have not told them about yet. I don't know if they'll be listening to this podcast episode, but I really want them to know that I really do appreciate that. Like, which is very ironic since I've never felt this way with women sometimes, like maybe because the guys were brought up to be big brothers, and I understand that area of upbringing, and it was generally heartwarming, and everyone went out of their way to make time, and I was feeling a bit guilty because I couldn't buy anyone pizza like I used to back in the day. I've always been the one taking care of everyone for podcast stories, as I should, and I had my fair share where people, took advantage of that, which, was just part of the package anyway. But with my circumstances being changed, and these guys just right then and there, like, without questions, just subconsciously stepped up, and that was just like really something new for me. I've got to be honest, like when you've been doing solo and being independent for like 2 decades now, it's guys, I told you, this is why I don't like fucking monologues, man. Fuck. Pistigit pa ta kadali ha. Pos ha, pos kini mada, di mada. I need to fucking chill. Anyway, where were we? Yeah, so I'm doing fine. Don't worry. Everything is good. So yeah, that's the season 4 interruption, the Kings. Kings Uncut. Hashtag Kings. Kings with a Q. So it's an interesting play, wordplay. So talking about like doing fine and nothing to worry about, and just like everything's all good. There's going to be a June convention, 2024, hosted by Podcast Stores. I do not have the full details yet, but just like Christopher Walken being pulled out of his retirement for Dune 2. I've always told like friends and acquaintances that I kind of like just retired with local hosting already. But when opportunities came in for me in the last decade, I'm talking about like 2015, 2016, to host shows and events again, I always find myself recommending other people to be given the job instead. That's because there are far much younger and hungrier kids who need that experience. I mean, bahala, it's financially substantial. I just feel like I'm also too old and too fat for it. At the same time, I don't want to steal that opportunity to struggle professional and experience the challenge of handling an audience like that. Because like we all know, like having the Cebuano audience has always been really challenging. I'm not sure now, but post-pandemic should be different locally, but I don't know. I have no idea. But I do know back in the day, like we've been known to be really difficult. Yeah. And when I say difficult, like mahadlukima taga Manila, actually, to handle like Cebuano crowd. It's usually like within the urban setting, like island. It's just really something about Cebu somehow, back in the day, but like, I don't know now though. But like going back, you know, just, I was just recommending other people because for sure they could do better. You know, most especially when the format or the genre, if you say so, like it's like weddings and birthdays, you know, other than my phobia, my ridiculous fear of parents, not necessarily, you know, my friend's parents, it's just the parents itself. Like I feel like I'm perpetually, infinitely judged by these elders at some point the moment I enter the room. But earlier this year, two work friends expressed an opportunity, and I really felt like it's something resolute to have. Like it's resolute for them to have my style of hosting to represent the event. So yeah, just want to say here, I'll be hosting a two-day event somewhere in June, hopefully Marayun, so it'll be interesting. That's going to be interesting, I guess, because it's going to be like from morning until night. I only have like a three-hour threshold, to be honest, but yeah, let's see. Let's see how it goes. That means like we need to be ready for it. So two full days will garner all the strength needed to make it 2010 again. It's going to be interesting. The future of Podcast Historias, so only time will tell. Podcast Historias, like I mentioned last Christmas, Podcast Historias was co-produced by a former partner and reluctantly co-hosted by a friend who's also a recurring guest who's currently also going through his own canon event. So it has no other choice but to grow along with me. So this is me finding the torture I'm comfortable with, tweaking it to the familiar and the uncomfortable. And I also want the show, you know, I also want to show the other side of how much of a big sister I am. And I've, you know, I've always been the eldest ate for years and years. And, you know, the one who always know what to do, the one who doesn't steal the struggle, the one who banters to save lives, the one who kind of gets it and just be firm and just like the bigger person. Era, but, you know, apparently now, you know, being the eldest sister, I never had that opportunity to have my own older siblings. So, murag ako'y nangita ron ng older brother feels at the moment. So, again, like, going back with the King's experience, it just somehow really feels good, you know, like that someone has your back without the drama. I mean, I'm sorry, okay? Again, I don't hate women. I just know them. Or maybe napulaan na siguro kong mga babae. I mean, sure, you know, but di madad. We need diversity. We all need diversity. I mean, if I find someone telling me they're so excited for an all-girl trip, they're like, that's how I guess the bringing styles, if you know. You know, like, I mean, you know, in fairness, that's such a super millennial term. Ovaries are an extreme sport. We go through a lot of phases in a month, you know, like the menstrual period, the luteal, the follicular, the ovulation. It's just that's like literally a fluctuation of hormones. So when I say it's an extreme sport, and it's an extreme sport, and it doesn't even affect, you know, like the nervous system. It affects even like the physicality of things. And yeah, it's niya kana pa jung magdungan no kuyog no mga imo mga best friend nga babae no niya magdungan pag gid niyo the menses sink, and when they sink, that means magdungan mo ovulate, magdungan mo dugo, magdungan ang sapot kikapoy na ko ana. I'm so fucking tired of that. Like that. It's just, I come from a household of all girls and went to a private school where it's predominantly women, and spent my secondary school just all women. I cannot. Even like after graduating high school, you know, my first stint in college, nanalagay mga laki, pero yung mga classmate po, kingika, no, ganang all-boys school, so magtapok-tapok, kaya po mga laki, ubabay, kapuyagre. We're gonna all girl, all boys. It's just very weird. And I only had the opportunity to actually like have that much diversity at 25. And that's when I feel like, oh, okay, so this is how it feels to be like literally co-ed. There are pros and cons for sure, but I don't know, like with my personality, I guess like I can be intimidating with a lot of politically savvy women. So I don't know. Maybe I like, because the men that I meet, they are very upfront. They tell me like, you really are intimidating, fact, you know, like, and I appreciate that. Like, cause sometimes like we're not aware that we are. And I'm like, oh, okay. So like, I tend to like really change, cause some people are not that smart when it comes to social quotient. I'm all bye gang. I don't know. Agiun pag, never mind. Anyway. So it's like what I've said, it's just like what I do. Ovaries are an extreme sport. There's an irony with there. Yeah, there's an irony at some point in there. And it's ironic for me to be a podcast producer as well when I actually do not listen to podcasts, simply because I produce and dissect podcasts because it's practically just work. The same goes for Michelin star chefs, you know, like after a day with all those premium art stuff and they just go home preparing themselves like peanut butter and jelly afterwards. It's always interesting, you know, real life is, you know, it's always been always stranger than fiction. And lastly, you know, beggars cannot be choosers. So it's time for me to follow my talent. I've been ignoring my talents for years. I got incredibly bored with it. But that decision has done nothing but misery to me. So talent, passion will soon follow. I'm going to do what I'm good at and stick with it. And I kind of noticed that my temperament got better the moment I started respecting my instincts, you know, like starting this year. So, but to be honest, levothyroxine, a bit on again. It's just thyroid pills. You know, my God, I changed for the better. Somebody. At the end of the day, it's just fast-acting legal drugs that really save the day. Anyway, that's about it. Tune in again next Monday. No, actually not Monday. Tune in again Monday, April 29th, for the King's Uncut premiere at 9 p.m. Singapore, Manila, for a special Season 4 interruption. Same time, same place, only here on Podcast Historias. This has been Alfeca Perpetua, and I'll see you again the week after next at 9 p.m.